Greg, there has been a lot of economic news in recent weeks, most of it positive. And if you look at official government statistics, you would assume that the business climate in Pennsylvania is improving markedly. But as we did the 2024 Keystone Business Climate Survey, and our audience, keep in mind, this is a survey of the owners, the chief executive officers, or top managers of businesses. These are the people who are actually engaged in business efforts in Pennsylvania. It appears that this group, Greg, is even less optimistic about the last few months and where we're going than they were before. Do you see that as well?
We do. That is something that we're hearing from our small businesses. Inflation has been crushing them since the pandemic. It continues to be a big issue for many of our businesses. We thought that we were going to see inflation kind of fall off a little bit, but I think the results of the study here kind of indicate what the small business owners and folks working there are feeling, and that inflation has continued. It has not gone away, and it has caused some concern over, you know, future economic conditions and whether or not their companies are going to be able to sustain throughout this time period. I think what we've seen at NFIB is that our small business owners are experiencing a price peak, right? They can't continue to raise prices on their consumers because their consumers will go elsewhere. And so they're having a real hard time determining when to raise prices and when not to, because they still need to remain competitive. And of course, the larger the business, you have more economies of scale. And so you have more ability to kind of shift some losses. Well, with the small business community, it's a lot less capable of making that shift because the businesses are just so incredibly small.
They are small, and we have found in the survey that a number of businesses have raised their prices. They've done everything they can in order to remain competitive. But as you've pointed out, you can only raise prices so far, and then people stop buying your product or service.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of these tests where you stop at your local coffee shop on your way into work every morning and you get a coffee. And that's great, and it works for you because it's $3.50 or $4, right? Well, what happens when that coffee then becomes $5.50 or $6 or $7.50, $8, right? At some point, the consumer says, this is too much. I'm out. I'm going to make my coffee at home. And then that business doesn't get the revenue, right? And so our business owners are having a hard time between finding that happy middle ground between their bottom line and being a successful business that can keep the lights on, pay their employees a fair wage and an appropriate compensation package, but also make a profit at the end of the day. They're being squeezed from many angles, quite honestly.
I was somewhat surprised by the results of this survey, and Greg, I'm rarely surprised because we do keep our fingers on the pulse of what's happening in the business community. But every survey we do, and we do the Keystone Business Climate Survey twice a year, spring and fall. We've been doing it now for almost 30 years. And every one of those surveys, we have asked the question of the business owners, CEOs, managers who we survey, do you think business conditions in Pennsylvania are better, the same, or worse than they were 6 months ago? This time around, 45% said business conditions have gotten worse over the past 6 months. Are you seeing that as well? Because government statistics would seem to indicate otherwise.
We are seeing that our owners are quite pessimistic over the future conditions of the economy. I think the absolute unknown at the federal level of where our country is headed regarding who our next president is going to be. I think that the ineptitude of Congress in their ability to pass intelligent reforms to make sure that they're saving some of the tax provisions and tax cuts that were in the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. You know, many of these provisions expire at the end of 2025. Mainly the 20% small business tax deduction. And so I think our owners are looking at the future and building out their models out 3 years and saying, boy, we really don't know what the future brings, because I think there are just two drastically different views of the fundamental role of government coming out of both of our major political parties. And one thing that our businesses operate on is certainty. And right now, it's certainly uncertain times.
It's very uncertain. You mentioned the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. If you listen to Democrat messaging, that was a tax cut that predominantly gave away taxpayer revenues, supposedly, to wealthy individuals, to large businesses. But Small businesses also benefited from that in addition to just regular tax-paying individuals. Our survey did show here, Greg, that concern over future economic conditions rated right up there with inflation. Do you see concern over the future of those tax cuts as being a major issue for small businesses?
Absolutely. It's our number one issue at the federal level for NFIB. We have started actively working this issue some time ago in this calendar year, and we're going to continue working that throughout 2025 on behalf of our members. NFIB was a supporter of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, but only after they added in that 20% small business tax deduction, because NFIB felt that the original bill would have simply put our small business out of alignment in competitiveness with our large businesses and corporations here in the United States. And so with that 20% small business tax deduction, it helped out thousands and thousands of small businesses. And quite frankly, if we don't see that made permanent, all of our small businesses that are claiming that 20% are going to see a major tax increase, which is going to negatively affect their bottom line. And I think that's where you're seeing some of that uncertainty come from.
We are talking with Greg Moreland, who is State Director of the National Federation of Independent Business for Pennsylvania. And one key note about the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is that despite the cut in rates, tax revenue actually went up significantly. And that's happened before. We had Ronald Reagan, we had John Kennedy going all the way back to the Calvin Coolidge administration. You cut rates, revenue goes up because you get more economic activity. So taking a look now at this, we see inflation as the biggest concern, cumulative over 20% inflation weighing on businesses. But there has been some improvement in some areas. I see supply chain disruptions seem to have dropped considerably.
We are seeing fewer complaints regarding supply chain disruptions. I think there are certain industries, you know, that are affected at different times, and maybe it's cyclical or a natural disaster. I think right now we're seeing supply chain shortages and expectations of supply chain shortages in the medical field due to some of the hurricanes that had recently come through. There is some mining operations in North Carolina, you know, but I think these are more of the scarce random event, more so than large scale industry wide supply chain operations. I think it's more limited at this time to specific items rather than large scale. And so while there are still some industries dealing with supply chain disruptions, it's gotten better.
Let's also talk about being able to find qualified employees. In past surveys, last spring, last year, finding qualified and keeping qualified employees rated as a very high, almost higher than inflation at that point in time. We're still seeing about a third of the businesses here, Greg, who are saying that getting and keeping qualified employees continues to be a problem. Are you seeing that with your members?
We are. We're still seeing that with our members. It has gotten slightly better since the outset of the pandemic, but it has still remained a top issue for our folks. They're simply not getting the folks that are skilled, that are qualified. They may get some folks to apply, but those folks don't necessarily meet the qualifications for the jobs. They've done nearly every single thing they possibly can do by raising introductory compensation rates, extending healthcare benefits, a 401k. They're really trying to be competitive, but it has been difficult in locating that qualified employee who has the skills needed to fulfill that job at the right price point. I think employees today, after the pandemic, have really kind of been in the driver's seat. Many are demanding, you know, the flexible schedule, work from home, 9 to 5, no evenings, no nights, no holidays, and they're going out of some of the service industry jobs, and they're looking for more, you know, administrative jobs. And so I think we've seen a push away from some of those restaurant server type jobs and more into the calm, cool conditions of an office 9 to 5 type of work mentality.
So as you've pointed out, it is costing businesses more to be able to bring employees in, because with a shortage of employees and a surplus of jobs, the labor market is much more competitive. Taking a look, Greg, at what is causing higher costs, where the businesses are experiencing higher costs. It seems like materials and supplies is showing up as the number one problem.
It is. I will tell a story, a personal story, and I met with a business owner, the Pugliese brothers. They owned a sausage shop here right in Harrisburg, right off of Progress Avenue, and they'd been in business about 10 years, and I met with them about 2-3 weeks ago, and they finally decided to close up shop. I asked why. You know, their supplies, their shipping containers had quadrupled over the last 4 years. The price of the olive oil that they used was specialty from Italy, and it just had raised to a price point that was so unimaginable that they could not make the quality product that they had been making for 10 years for the community. And the recipe's been in their family for over 200 years, and they were bringing this product to market. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they're having to close their business now because many of the materials and supplies have just, the costs have gone through the roof. And not to mention as well, rent, I know, is a big issue for the respondents to this survey, and their rent had traditionally increased by 3% every year. And that's expected as a business owner. Mm-hmm. Okay, keeping with the price of inflation, acceptable. Mm-hmm. But their landlord wanted to raise it 60% in 1 year.
Oh, wow.
A 60% shot. That's just unimaginable. They can't sustain that. These are all factors that go into the price that the business owner is able to offer their product or service to the customer. And when your materials, supplies, your rent, your labor, utility, fuel, all of these other issues, when you see inflation across every single sector to the degree we have, it ultimately leads to just pricing out the consumer. And ultimately, many businesses have had to close their door as a result.
And all of this with the 2024 Keystone Business Climate Survey, driving a lot of concerns and negative perceptions about the business climate here in Pennsylvania. We have been talking with Greg Moreland, who is state director for the National Federation of Independent Business. Greg, tell us a bit about NFIB. Also, where can folks find you on the web?
Yeah, NFIB, we are a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. We've been around for about 81 years now, founded in 1943. And so we represent the small business owner. Our average member has about 10 employees. And so we truly represent the small business owner. You can find a lot more information about us at nfib.com. We do have a Pennsylvania specific page there. We also have the federal page where you can take a look at the resources, action alerts, and the legislation that we're supporting and opposing. We hope you take a look at nfib.com.
Greg Moreland, State Director of the National Federation of Independent Business. Greg, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Lemon.